If you'd open our Bibles tonight, we're back into James in the third chapter. And what a sweet and precious chapter. And maybe, in some respects, the most glorious. Well, I hope that it's the most glorious as we get into whatever word we're in. I believe that the Holy Spirit has it for us at that time. But James is bringing forth, as I believe the Lord is revealing to us, so much, but especially in this portion here, I think it's going to show us very much more the evidence of his finished bride. She's referred to in this chapter, God willing, as we get there, as the perfect or a perfect man. And before I guess I would give any more away, I think we'll just go ahead and start reading James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Now, he opens up here and is speaking very clearly to the brethren. There's no doubt about it. He says, brethren, and brethren, there be not many teachers, is what this is saying here. And this word masters, it means teachers. And teachers, as we remember back in Ephesians 4, is one of the precious gifts to the church, brothers and sisters, teachers. And it says that there be not many. And James here is bringing out that knowing that we, and I'm thankful to God that, again, we know this is the Spirit, but as James includes himself here, James is being just used as a vessel to preach the word, and that word is going forth to James mightily as well too, and quickening him of the responsibility that's been given to him and given to these teachers. And really what's being said here is we shall receive even greater judgment. Not this word condemnation here, it means judgment. We will receive greater judgment because we have been given this great word. We have been given this great promise and this great knowledge. And to whom much is given, brothers and sisters, much is required. And I'm speaking to all of us here tonight, the Word of God is speaking to all of us here tonight, that we need to take this to heart and to be ready to give every man an answer. By God's grace, I would hope that we would be quickened, that when we somewhat are shy with Scripture, when we don't know about something, that we would want to know, that we would want to learn, that we would want to come back and not to say, well, see, I'm one-upping you. It's not to get in an argument with anybody. That's not what the Word of God is about. The Word of God is in love. It's to profess the name and to, again, give out that wonderful water, that wonderful food, that if you drink of me, you'll never thirst again. If you feast upon me, you'll never hunger. This is what this is talking about, brothers and sisters. And God help us to know what we have been given and what is required. And we need to be, as the Word of God gives us that light, as the Berean saints, searching the Scriptures for ourselves. Searching to see if these things are so. Paul commended them. Grateful to God, Paul wasn't one that would be insulted. What do you mean? You're asking me something, or you want to know this for yourselves? There's many churches that do not want people to bring the Bibles in. There's many religions that don't want you to even have a Bible. It's amazing to think about that. But I remember a brother testifying to me one time of a religion he came out of. He said what concerned his pastor or head or whatever you want to call it. I don't want to give it away. I think you know the most was when he started asking him things about the Scripture. It was almost, how dare you? Why would you ask about the Scripture? We're telling you all you need to know. Ask. Have questions by God's grace. Now, you learn to ask your Father, but He's given the church. Isn't that wonderful? He's given us teachers. He's given us pastors. He's given us all of those wonderful gifts. And this is exactly what he's speaking about here, is this gift of teaching. And brothers and sisters, I really do believe God's bridal saints have this heart that is quick and apt to teach, ready to give every man an answer. I'm not saying that you all have the gift of teaching in the church. Don't get me wrong. But I am saying that by God's grace, there would be a desire for us to be able to profess His name, to say, let me tell you about the one I love. Let me tell you about, more importantly, the one who so loves me. And it's like walking around with that picture as those guys in the services. They haven't seen their sweetheart for all those weeks or months or whatever it is. And they go around, keep showing that picture. Oh, here's my love. Here she is. Here she is. How much more the Word of God. And really, that's how it becomes, doesn't it? It's insatiable. You're delirious for the things of God. And in that, you start seeing souls and you see the need of Jesus for people. But you also know that God says, we don't cast our pearl among swine. See, there'll be ones that'll just go out there and just cast it and think that they're doing something so great. The Holy Spirit makes that intercession. He brings that opening. And know it, brothers and sisters. But be quick that when He does, that we would be an open vessel. Again, He still gives us the utterance. He still gives us the testimony. It's not of us, but to be readied. And how are we readied? In prayer, in worship, but in also searching the Scriptures, rightfully dividing the Word of God, and skillfully wielding that ever-sharpened sword. I always, always makes me kind of flinch when people say, oh, my sword's not sharp. And I go, oh, no, that's not it. That sword is always sharp. It's always cutting. Praise be to God. Be able to wield it. That's what God wants. That's what God, by His Holy Spirit, is calling us to be a warrior, to endure the hardness as a good soldier. Praise His name. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. And I would pray that would be, in a sense, every one of us, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm thankful. I don't know if you've seen that commercial as of late. It's encouraged my heart a little bit. It's out there. I don't know the website. I wouldn't necessarily promote it. I don't really know what it's about. But however Christ is preached, I therein do rejoice. And when somebody quotes that verse right there, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray you know it, but thanks be to God that you're not ashamed to profess the name of Jesus Christ. How often we don't even hear Lord much anymore. God, sometimes, lots of times in different things, but it is even turned into the higher power or the guy upstairs or all of these types of things. It's Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ. And by God's grace, I pray that we even get more, not like I said, just more embracing of that, more bold in professing His wondrous name. But as we were, the Lord was guiding my heart here, woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. And see, that's just it. If by God's grace, what He's saying here, if I teach and if I preach the sincere milk of the Word, the rewards that I will be judged for. See, there's rewards in that, brothers and sisters. As we give out the Word of His grace and the Word of His truth, there is great reward in that. But on the flip side of that, if we're slothful with it, and think of a preacher, God forbid, if I were to lead children astray, as many of the pulpits do today, I would be judged for that great loss. I would be. Because wood, hay, and stubble always burns. Know that, brothers and sisters, that God is judging us for reward. And this is what verse 1 is speaking about here, is there has been given such grace to us to have this wonderful word. God help us to yield our vessel to Him to preach the sincere milk of the Word of God. Amen. Now, it's sobering, and I think it's so sobering that it's time to just jump right into verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Now, in that, I'll tell you what an awesome verse that we have. This tongue, our speech, brothers and sisters, our words that we say are very, very important, because our words express the very intent of our hearts. This is what's being said here, and we need to know that. And lips of grace and comely speech. That means beautiful speech. It's so wonderful to think about that. It's truly the badge. It's the badge of the bride, and the cherubim saints rejoice over it. Aren't we thankful when the words of grace and that wonderful comely speech come out of our brothers and sisters in Christ? I had to write to a sister this week, and I told her, seeing you lets me know how beautiful I am. Think about that. Seeing you lets me know how beautiful I am. It's us in Christ. I want to see, by God's grace, you so beautiful. I hope you want to see me so beautiful. And that comes by God's grace. He uses us to edify one another. This comely speech. Well, we'll get into it here and how awesome this verse is. But what this is saying here, for in many things we offend all. I like this. We all stumble. We all make mistakes. We all blunder. And yes, we are still encased in this weakened flesh. All right? We have not as of yet had our faith made whole. We have not as of yet taken upon us that wonderful glorified body that, praise be to God, has nothing to do with sin about that. Praise His name. It's perfect. There's nothing that can be touched with that. It can't submit to it. But listen to this. It's the tongue. And the Word of God keeps reminding us it's the tongue here in this third verse. It's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, and the tongue is always the proof of it. But if the tongue is bridled, if the tongue does not offend, if the tongue is one whose speech is comely, submitted unto him for the edifying of the body, this one is a perfect man. You think about that. I am just in awe to think, Lord, you've given us such a great indicator. If you want to say the barometers, I think over and over throughout the Word of God, whether it was when we studied the fruit of the Spirit, all of those things. Let us take note. Take these things to heart and be honest with ourselves. Because that's all you got before the Lord is you. By His grace. To know if this truly is something that God is making it very clear that there's a problem going on in here. Stay with it now. Because this truly is such revelation of the bride's heart. Read with me again. The same is a perfect man. That word perfect, fully finished, complete, grown up into him in all things. This is the one that speaks with the mouth of a father and not that of a child. Don't we want to be that? Don't we want to be used for that? Praise the Lord. I hear from many saints throughout the week. And I mean, it's really every week. And I'm so thankful. I do want to be used of the Lord. And I'm talking about saints that truly have a desire that God use me. God use me. This is the greatest way that God uses us. Her speech is comely. What happens if it was one life that God used you to edify through comely speech that went on to win His best? Could there be anything that could compare to that? Brother Hill used to talk about the great preachers. Thanks be to God, how many souls were won? Moody, almost innumerable. All of those different ones. But as you understand and come into gleaning the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, if He used you to move one life to that glory, it surpasses it all. That's the very purpose of God. As He said, that we would be called and would work in us the perfect, complete, and all of the will of God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing? Praise be to God what He's after and what He wants. He gave all that He had for that goodly pearl. Everything. He's obsessed. He's after her, and the Father is too. He's seeking the true worshiper that will worship me in spirit and in truth. And here we are tonight. Praise the Lord. This is why we came here. This is what brought us here. The desire to hear the mystery of Christ and to have the Holy Spirit pour forth and say, Lord, I've heard this maybe many years, many times, but Lord, I need to be quickened today. I need to be quickened now. Not just sitting through something. Not just something I've heard before. But in remembrance and quickened to my heart. That today could be the call. Today could be the call. How blessed we are. There's a lot of saints, and I know that if God has put this upon their hearts and put them in a place where they don't have this fellowship, I still know He's perfect, and it's a perfect work that He's doing. But how blessed we are to come together, to have this comely speech come to us, the ministering of the saints. Do you see how perfectly He's weaving all of this? It's just His Word. It always is. I'm so thankful to God. If you really know me, this is so beyond me. I couldn't plan this out anyways. I'm a bad planner. But He's got a perfect work. It's a perfect pattern. And the Spirit just takes it and weaves it so, it's just so majestic. You stand in awe. I remember, if the Lord tarry, I'm going to go out and see my brother. And I might take one day and take the kids down to the Hearst Castle. And I don't know how many of you have seen that. And how beautiful it is. It's a gem. It's an amazing thing that stands out. How beautiful. This is the amazing thing and the only amazing thing that stands out. And how beautiful and how it comes together so perfectly. It's something to take note of. It's the only thing to take note of, brothers and sisters. And so thankful that He brings us here to rejoice in it. But let's notice again in that second verse, and we'll hurry along. But it says here that not many are perfect. Matter of fact, one. But notice here it says that all flounder. Come on. It's all right. It happens. Yes, it does. But few become the perfected vessel of love. Ones that see the need for the edifying of the body. Seeing the more beautiful that you become, the more beautiful that I become. That's the prize. It is, brothers and sisters. Christ in me. But it's us in Christ. We're one. It's the oneness of that body. By God's grace, He's working this. And we supply so richly as we yield to this. The vessel, the true vessel that adds to the usefulness of the husband. What could be more useful than comely speech encouraging your brother and sister on to win him? Amen. This is marvelous what we've been called to. And every part is necessary. I've heard people will say, oh, well, brother, you know, you're preaching that. Well, praise God, I'm preaching the Word. I'm thankful. It encourages me. It encourages you because it's the Word of His grace. Anointed by the Holy Spirit. That's it. But is that just confined to a sermon? Or should it be in our every word? Truly, every word. As we speak to people. And especially those of like precious faith. This is what this is getting at, brothers and sisters. This truly is a message of brotherly love. Yeah. Yeah, let's move on. This is His body. And being made part of it, it's ours as well. And only His love, brothers and sisters, can let us have a desire to love and nurture. The glory of being used to assist in the beauty of the body of Christ. And specifically, the glorious church body. Isn't that wonderful? The fully matured body. And what it's saying here is this little tongue, this little member. You think about how, in a sense, small our tongue is compared to all of the other parts. It's the summit. It's the testimony, really, of the final frontier of submission. The glorious testimony of the full overcomer in Christ Jesus that adds to the usefulness of the husband. Spouses that love one another speak well of one another. Unfortunately, sometimes the enemy comes in and spouses don't speak well of one another. Sometimes when we don't feel to speak well of one another, be quiet. There's a maturity in that. We're in a time where, get it out. Voice your opinion quickly. Don't engage your brain, just speak. Don't do that. Be slow to speak, quick to hear, and quick to hear His voice, His word. I don't know really how far to go in that one a little bit. But of the Spirit and in spirit, the bride speaks gloriously of her husband, of his head and his body. His body. All right? I'm speaking to ones here by God's grace. I love you, and I know you love me, and I know you love this body. You wouldn't be here. But God help us to know that as we're drawing breath, the wineskin, it's to increase. There's more. There's more all the time. Grateful to God. We had a pastor that I told you so sweetly, when I looked at him, 92 years old, driving up, and he looked across there at that stream, and, we got to get up here and fish that one next time. And I was looking at those eyes, and, you know, I had a 3-year-old at the time, and I could see the 3-year-old's eyes sparkling. And I looked at him, I said, Grandpa, how are you like that? And he turned to me, his first words were, well, I've never felt old. And then he looked at me again and he said, you know what it is, son? Never stop learning. Never stop learning. We could never exhaust this. Don't let this just be, I'm saved by grace, the evidence of speaking in tongues, and the bride's a separate company. Nope, I got it all. Going home now and waiting for Jesus to come. You know saints like that. And I believe maybe at one point in time, every one of us were like that. Let's be honest. Well, I don't need to hear that again. Come on. I got it. 1, 2, 3. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? And as the Lord encouraged us a few Fridays ago, Lord, you got to put that desire in me. You got to put it in there. And you know what? He'll do it. He'll do it. All right. Verse 3 and 4. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us. And when we turn about their whole body, behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, basically a rudder, whithersoever the governor listeth. Now the tongue guides the ship, brothers and sisters. And again, you think how small this rudder is. Small one, but it guides the ship. It takes the course wherever it leads. If our tongue speaks peace and grace and comely things, oh, the beautiful waters and lands of promise that are enjoyed. But if the tongue speaks strife and bitterness and contention, provoking one another to wrath, welcome to the sea of sowing to the flesh. And it's filled with spiritual defeat. It is. It's really clear, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? And again, all of us, brothers and sisters, have journeyed through both of these seas. You didn't just, well, my goodness, you're born with the golden tongue. That golden tongue's got poison. Know it. There's lots of different ones that'll think, they call them smooth operators. But this is out of the abundance of the heart. I love how Brother Copley puts it, and he puts it so clearly and sweetly. He says, our bit and bridle, brothers and sisters, is the Bible. It's the Word of God. That's our speech. By God's grace, that's where we go. By God's grace, that's our mind meditating. It's actually the Word's mind that's in us, if we'll let it. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful that that's how you think? And isn't it amazing when sometimes you're speaking to other people and they say, well, I don't think that way. Don't you see it this way? And nope. I'm not talking politics. I'm not talking about, you know, how or you build a house or build a fortune or whatever it is. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about life and the meaning of life and the purpose of life and why we're here. And why we love to be here, we do, because it's God's purpose and plan that we're here. And He's building His masterpiece in Babylon. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to be reminded not to despair. It's not out of sorts when you're in Christ. It's perfect. Every stride, every gait as she runs. It doesn't matter what's around her. She's beautiful. She just keeps on running. Now, sometimes, brothers and sisters, in that, things can seem a lot of different ways to people, but the Word of God is what validates us. The Word of God is evidenced in us in straight paths. Paths that are always on the course of the will of God. Sometimes that will has us walking. Sometimes it has us running. Sometimes it has us soaring. But in the will of God, there's one thing that's always constant. It's always the Holy Spirit at the lead. It's always the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that does it all. He takes the things of Christ and makes them ours. Everything of Christ. And I think of Christ so wonderfully that He had a will to please the Father. It was His complete will. Was to please the Father. And the Holy Spirit can bring that into your life. He can. Because you have that life. Yes, we are in this weakened vessel, but we have that life and we have the very power of God to lead us. Amen, amen, amen. You can because He did. You see that? Come on. It's a step of faith. Sure it is. But it's just believing what you are in Christ. The power of God that rests in these precious earthen vessels. Hallelujah. Now again, it is a small piece of equipment. But how sweet and how powerful that little bit works in a mouth. As Brother Copley again stated, just one verse has changed my life many a time. The tugging of just one phrase on my heart by the Holy Spirit has set glory in motion over and over. And then I think as a teacher in this passage as well, not just to me, but as a teacher of the Word of God, to be used to encourage the bridle. And I think I don't believe it's any coincidence. Led the bridle way. B-R-I-D-L-E or B-R-I-D-A-L. When you let Him put that there, this, and it leads your life, it'll take you the bridal way. Know it, brothers and sisters. It finishes us. Now, 5 and 6, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. I'll tell you what. We better take note of this little member. Better take note of what's being said here. See, yielded to God, our tongues, my goodness. You talk about a fervent flame it can kindle in the hearts of the people of God, and how wonderful that flame can burn as those coals get together, and how wonderful that fire becomes How fervent, praise God, the saints of the Most High when they get together. But when this tongue is given over to the enemy, and that's just what it's saying here in verse 6, an unruly tongue brings the damaging fire of hell itself. And you think of every single religion that has departed from the cross was started by a tongue of hell. It's the truth. Had to start somewhere. And that fire started right in hell. It's either of God or it's of mammon. You're either going to be for him or you're going to be an enemy of the cross. Do you know that? I don't want to be an enemy of the cross. I don't want to preach those things. I know I'm a child of God and I can't be separated from the love of God. I know that. But I sure can get into some preaching if I don't submit to the Word of God that can do a lot of damage. And what a fire can rage in that damage. Know it. You think about where most people are. They're in a shipwreck. Why? Because of the rudder. Because they were steered that way. Their house is on fire. Why? Because of a tongue that didn't submit to God. It wanted other things. It all comes back to self. Just like the devil himself. Where did it all go wrong? He exalted himself. Self above God. Never changes. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That's when it'll go wrong. Once we assert ourself before God or over God's will for us, we're in trouble. We have got a, Houston, we've got a problem. We're going somewhere where we're not supposed to go. And that's the truth. Know it. And how terrible it is when often we try to justify our poisonous words of hate. We try to justify our contention. But as we read last week, the only one that we're deceiving is ourselves. The Lord knows. And then I will say this, the saints that truly are in harmony with God, it's not that they're judging. I want us to know this. But the saints of the Most High have let this mind be in them that was also in Christ Jesus. And there will be ones that know. And those ones that will know, I pray, will be praying for that brother or sister in Christ to come away from self. We don't need to do this. We want to finish with joy till we all come. Should be a cry upon our hearts as well too. I appreciate that one brother that used to joke around. Now, who in here is not ready? Who's holding us back? It says right here, till we all come. I pray it's not me. I don't know. I'm just... But praise the Lord. That's the passion. That's why I do believe that we love the Lord. We love His Word. It's wonderful. We love the Word of God. He put that there. This is why we're here. Praise His name. All right, 7 and 8. For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. See, even those smooth operators, there's a button that can be pushed. Eventually, the heart is made known. Absolutely. And I think about, as it said there, you think about all the beasts that have been tamed. Just the other week, I always love to watch those wonderful animals that God's made. And they tame them snakes. I saw that guy petting that cobra. I don't know if he took his teeth out or not, but he was petting him. And they've tamed killer whales most of the time. Had some accidents. I think they were playing, though, but that's another story. But they've tamed just about everything, haven't they? Well, the Lord said here, everything. Man's tamed it, used it, but the tongue can no man tame. A tongue in our keeping, brothers and sisters, we're done. We're absolutely done. We can't do it. Getting back to self again, that I'm going to make this change. I'm going to be the one that I'm going to say nice things. It doesn't start here. We're going to read in a couple verses. It starts in here. Really, it is the belly because that's the of living water. But praise His name. That's what He's getting at here. And only when, by God's grace, we give it over to the new man. Only by embracing grace can this poison ever leave us. And that we could be a yielded member for the Lord. That this tongue could be used, a tool. Amazing, isn't it? I'm thankful that a lot of us have known each other for a lot of years. Amen. Had to be God. Had to be God. That's the precious thing. When you look at it that way. Now see, when we want to look at it in the way of the enemy and go ahead to a poisonous tongue. Well, I knew you when you did that. God still's got to remember that. No, He doesn't. Matter of fact, He doesn't know what you're talking about. And He's quickening my heart to forget what you just said. Isn't that amazing? By God's grace, may we show grace. May we live grace. May the grace of God just rule and reign. If we will merely yield truly to God, and yielding to God is really breaking before Him. That's a hard thing to do. But I pray that we understand this. It's really daily. It is daily. I mean, I know that there's these like monumental moments in our life that have to be there. And I'm talking about where we're feeling like we're ground to powder. But no, we weren't ground to powder. Matter of fact, we say we break. But you know what He says? That reed, He doesn't break. And that smoking flash, He doesn't quench it. But I'm talking about feeling like it. I don't like to use the word feel, but sometimes you got to get right down to it. And I'm talking where you are just mush. And you say, Lord, I'm a total failure. I'm sorry. You talk about a repentant heart. I'm talking about that. Those precious, precious, monumental moments. You say, I'm just sorry. I've just been so defiant. I've been so just deceitful. Made my bed in hell itself. Shoot, that might even been today. It might have been going on. What a precious time to get it out. But then, brothers and sisters, we really understand as we go on, it's daily. And I pray it's right first thing we get up. Lord, I need You. I need You to get rid of me. And then we're going to have a successful day. Get rid of my thoughts. Get rid of my ways. Take control of me. All right, verse 9 and 10. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Well, there's two natures there. You got two. There's what he's talking about. Romans 7:19, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. My goodness. Do you see how much we need the grace of God, brothers and sisters? We need the grace of God to reign in our minds and in our members. Without apprehending the grace of God, we are defeated. And we need to have compassion, not just for ourselves, but for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, the bridal message. Sure, these things ought not to be. And why should these things not be this way? Why should these two distinct opposite messages be coming out of this vessel? Actions coming out of this vessel? Because Christ is in me. And we are in Christ. And the only answer to this problem, brothers and sisters, is in one thing. It is finished. It is finished. Our old man was crucified with Christ. This baggage that we display from time to time, it's just the old enemy's lies. and sin doth not have dominion over who I am in Christ. That's it. That is it. That apprehending, brothers and sisters, of that precious truth of who we are in Christ and locking into the truth of now are we the sons of God and we are seated with Him in the heavens in Christ. That is our victory. That is our victory. It's in Him. It's been won upon the cross. We know that it is finished. And then instead of being sickened by this poison in a body, His truth and love can come in and nourish us, and we can be a vessel that nourishes the body. Therewith we bless God, transforming into the full overcomer in Christ, the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He's got great plans for us. What a vision He sees in you. Know this. Let this be our purpose. Let this be our calling. Let this be what causes us to arise. Not my new job. Not clicking my heels up because something good came my way. And not ducking my head down just because something a little bit, clouded, gray cloud came my way. I know we're human. More importantly, God knows that we're human. He said it really clearly in verse 2. You're a bunch of flounders. You all fail. It's okay. I'm looking at the heart. Looking at the heart. God's bringing this into a message for Sunday. It truly is. See, there may be a lot of ones that escape the pollutions of this world. But God wasn't looking for them. He's looking for the ones that have a heart after His very own heart. I love that. What a lover we have in Christ Jesus. But brothers and sisters, we have the very life of the Son of God in us. It's the life that loves God and loves His people and believes God and has a desire to run and finish with joy, all because of Christ in us and us in Christ. We'll go ahead and just read these last two verses and we'll close with that. 11. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Well, this is sufficient witness. He's brought us all through it, all around it, and right back to it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Period. Period, period, period. Let that convict us, brothers and sisters. This is the magnificent evidence of a perfect man, a complete man, a readied man. Now we can say time and time again, well, I'm a work in progress. I'm so thankful for the grace of God. What happens if He came today? What happens if He came right now? Yield it over now. Why wait? Lord, take control of me. Take it. Work this. Any wicked way in me, let's get it out now. Let me come face to face with this. What's coming out of our mouth is the reservoir of our hearts. And the two cannot be separated. As Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That should startle every one of us. Lord, we need You. Thank You for Your keeping. Sometimes I think, oh Lord, man, we got a long way to go. But thankful for the Spirit and how steep that curve can be. But may we be as the dove-eyed ones in the Song of Solomon chapter 4. See, the dove's eyes, they reveal the heart of God. You can see it in there. The compassion, the love. And that's the vessel, brothers and sisters, whose speech is comely, whose speech is beautiful. She's the one that is set in defense of her beloved, which includes the saints too, because they're his body. See how wonderful that is? It always comes back as well to brotherly love. And how we love one another and how we want to abide. And not as a bunch of turkeys that they got to clip beaks that were pecking each other to death. I love watching the doves in the backyard. One goes, gives the neck rub, and the other one gives the neck rub, and all that. They're just mating, and they're chasing all over the place. Poor little female dove. She's fixed to... I better stop. But they do love one another. They're pruning the feathers, and they're just all attentive. I don't find that much with turkeys. They were named right, weren't they? Smart bird, though. I want you to know that. Maybe that's their problem. They were just too smart. There's a lot of truth in that. Her maturity has become his own. She gladly will lay down her life. She richly supplies to the needs of others. Never thinking of self. Only for that further growth and development of the body of Christ. And I'm so thankful there are many that wash the feet of the brother and sister in Christ. So we don't physically have to do that. I know that that's a ritual for some. I would rather have it be real and let it be the spiritual. How about you? And really just a word, a phone call, a letter, lots of different things. It's precious. I hear of the saints. I'm so thankful for the ones that you visit. And it's not just in that, I hope you understand, I'm not getting after the work. It's the work of the love of God. It's coming up leading music or teaching a class. How about just sitting in a pew and having the love of God on your face? My goodness. I could go on and on and on. But that's the love of God. This is speaking here of the bride. And know it, brothers and sisters. See, in children reside these two kind of defiant, mischievous things. But in her, the perfect one, only living waters of life. She restores and edifies, enriches. She builds up in the word of his grace. Oh, what a tongue she has. She tends to the needs of the body that he calls for her service. She waits and abides and continues in prayer, always with a cup of sweet water and a platter of good fruit. That's who we are in Christ. I pray that we aspire to, Lord, work that perfect way in me. Work your perfect will in me. I pray this has encouraged your hearts tonight. We're quiet, but I believe at the same time, I believe the Lord working deep. The last final cuts, maybe? Sometimes the hardest. But by the grace of God, I'm not here to tickle your ears. And I don't do the cutting. Thanks be to God. It's Him and it's His Word. So we leave it at that. We thank Him. And now we know how much we need to fervently pray for ourselves and for one another. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.